Look carefully at these two graves, so close to one another, but so symbolically distant, completely different in the way that a collective memory is formed.
You're being rather mysterious, and not very clear if you don't mind me saying.
Sorry, Manon, I'll explain. With its 832 graves, Romerie is one of the biggest military cemeteries in the Cambrai region. All but 25 date from the fighting in October 1918. 832 graves, and chance, fate, or just coincidence, call it what you will, chose to put these two almost side by side. Yet, as far as history is concerned, one is the grave of a hero who was killed in action, and the other, a deserter who was shot by firing squad.
I see what you're getting at now.
These two men, caught up in the turmoil of war, embody two completely different destinies. We obviously don't remember a man who was awarded a medal in the same way as we do a man who was shot. But in the final analysis, are they really that different?
Who were they, by the way?
Corporal John McNamara and Private Ernest Jackson. The first was killed in action in Solem a month before the armistice. The second was shot just 4 days before peace was declared. They were virtually the same age, 31 and 32.
Right.
McNamara was a corporal in the 9th Battalion of the East Surrey Regiment. At the start of September, in the Lons region, he was setting up a telephone in a trench when he was caught up in an enemy counterattack. He rushed the nearest post, defending himself with the revolver of a wounded officer. He then captured a machine gun single-handed and held out alone until reinforcements arrived.
An action for which he was awarded the Victoria Cross, if the inscription on his grave is correct.
Yes, it is.
And Jackson?
He was part of the 24th Battalion of the Royal Fusiliers. He was shot for desertion. I was there with him at dawn.
Shot at dawn, as the saying goes.
Yes, with all the consequences, as we know, that the widows of such men have to endure. The lasting shame, no military pension for their deceased husband.
I seem to remember that the British government pardoned the soldiers that had been shot some years ago.
Yes, in 2006, they pardoned the 306 soldiers who had been shot at dawn, most for desertion, cowardice, or mutiny.